This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations top official in Afghanistan warned on Tuesday that time is running out to prevent a worst-case scenario. Deborah Lyons, who is special representative of the UN Secretary General to Afghanistan, urged the warring parties to abandon violence and make peace. Lyons told a high-level meeting of the UN Security Council that the only acceptable direction for Afghanistan is, in her words, away from the battlefield and back to the negotiating table. She appealed to the council, as well as regional neighbors, to push the Taliban and Afghan government negotiators to resume U.S. brokered peace talks in Doha, Qatar. Those talks began in September, but have since stalled. Turkey, Qatar, and the United Nations had planned to host a conference in Istanbul in April in order to get those negotiations restarted, but the Taliban ignored the invitation. Instead, Taliban-driven attacks and violence have surged. The UN says civilian casualties are up by nearly 30% in the first 3 months of 2021 over the same period last year, and there have been multiple attacks on schools, aid workers, and minority communities. The United States will miss President Joe Biden's goal of having 70% of U.S. adults partially or fully vaccinated against the coronavirus by the July 4th Independence Day holiday. But the White House says it expects to hit that mark in a few extra weeks. In a new assessment Tuesday of that country's vaccination effort, Biden's COVID-19 response coordinator, Jeff Zients, said the federal government expects that 70% of those 27 and older will have gotten at least one vaccination shot by July 4th. Biden, who set the 70%